Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to the Pensive Podcast. If this is your first time coming across this podcast, you are welcome. If you don't know who I am, my name is Juliana. I am a young Christian striving to be more like Christ. And if you are coming back, thank you so much. I really appreciate you for listening to the previous episodes and stuffs. God bless you all. Okay, so let's get straight into today's episode. Now, if you can tell by the instrumental, for one thing, I am corny because today's episode is going to be about emotions, and this instrumental is Destiny's Child, Emotion in the Words of a Broken... Okay, yeah, you can hear it, but yeah, I'm really cheesy, but I thought, yeah, why not? I don't care. This is me. This is something I would do. So yeah, today's episode is about emotions. Now, usually I talk about something and then I get to the point of, you know, I get to the conclusion or the epiphany that I learned after going through said thing or whatever or said issue. But today I'm going to offer you some tips because I'm still going through it and I have been through it. And that it is emotional instability. Emotions. I think Chris Vlotten of Bethel Church, I think I was talking about it with a friend about one of his preachings, that he said that emotions are great passengers or terrible drivers, or an analogy of that nature. That's what he said. He said they're great passengers, terrible drivers in the vehicle of life or whatever. They're good to have, but absolutely awful to be led by. And that's why we need to get a grip. They can't take us to places we don't want to be. We can't get lost in sources we don't need to be in, you know. So impulsive actions cost us more than they add to us. There are more repercussions for us acting on our emotions, so we need to be cautious. We need to be on guard. Okay, so yeah, these are the five tips I've come up with to help work through our emotional mess. They're going to seem very, you know, simple and straightforward, but often the simple things that we overlook and take for granted are the most effective when it comes to solving issues or working through things like our emotions. So yeah, these are the five tips that I have been using to work through or be delivered from my emotional instability day by day. These are the tips that I have, and I am going to give them to you today. So number one is, you cannot come and kill yourself. Deep it. Okay, so you don't need to invest your emotions, or not everything requires an emotional response. That is your energy, like that is rooted, your soul, that is an expression of your soul, because your emotions are a part of the soul that God has created in you. Everyone has emotions, and God placed our emotions in this unit, that is our soul. Not everything requires an emotional response. Not everything requires our energy. There are certain situations that may trigger an emotional response, but we need to take a step back and think, is this worth my energy? Is this worth my action? Is this worth my care? And me acting on this emotional response, me acting with this emotional response, is it going to help resolve this situation? Am I going to follow through with this? And then I'm going to be happy that I follow through with this based on my emotional response. And if the answer is no, you know you should not be killing yourself to be acting that way. I feel like all I need to say is, not everything requires your energy. Not everything requires you to be upset or be angry. Not everything is deserving of that. So sometimes we need to take a step back and ask us, is this worth it? And if the answer is no, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. You cannot kill yourself. Okay? So yeah, that's number one. Number two is, your heart health matters. Now, Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Some other versions say, guard your heart. And a lot of people, you tend to hear a lot in the Christian community, guard your heart, guard your heart. And I feel like that's important for people to do, because again, going back to the fact that not everything requires an emotional response, but it's when, a lot of the time, it takes your heart to be filled with issues and situations that would trigger the emotional response. And again, it's not good to have those things in your heart, because often it takes a while for you to clear your heart of all those things or to let go if I give you an example, well, this is a short term. Okay, so let me tell a story. Basically, there was one day in first year, I study chemistry, for those of you that don't know. I study chemistry, so that means I go to the labs and I do experiments and all that stuff. And this one day when I was in first year, I'm laughing already because now I'm looking back, it's actually a joke. But the lab session was terrible. Like, I think they caught up, the experiment wasn't going well, I wasn't getting my product, or I wasn't, the progress of my experiment wasn't going as it ought to. I probably left late for lunch, so I only had probably had like a 30-40 minute lunch, came back, left after 5, and it was winter, so it was dark, and I just got home late, and I was just, all these things naturally would make someone annoyed and upset. But that is if you give it a space in your heart for it to do so. And I had given it space to get to me. So I was like, oh, why did I choose this course? Oh, this is difficult. Oh, you know, lecturers trash. The technicians are rubbish. Like, all these things, I was allowing them to sit on my heart and then trigger or build up in me the ability or the want to act on my emotions. So filled with just pure annoyance and anger on my way home, I'm gonna be 100% real. I went to Tesco. I bought myself some Disaronno. I bought myself, I think, some juice or some cranberries or whatever I used to mix it with, a mixer or whatever. And I went home, went to my flat. I went to my room, closed the door, grabbed myself a cup, poured my drink. I found a playlist, like a, what's it called? What playlist was it? A grime playlist. I had like Skepta, Stormzy, just all these people, like, just, I don't know, they just, you know, it has a lot of energy, but you know, sometimes what they're saying is a bit vulgar, you know, a bit angry. So I was playing that through my speakers, like proper loud in the flat as well, and mind you, the walls are paper thin. So here I am with my drink and my Stormzy, and I'm playing it real loud, all because I had allowed everything that had been going on in that day to just sit in my heart, and therefore I was acting on my emotions, all because I had a terrible guard on my heart. And the funniest thing about it was, my flatmate, he came to knock on my door and he was like, are you all right? I don't think I've ever heard you play Stormzy before, or like Skepta, or, you know, I've never heard you really play these songs. Are you all right? I'm like, oh yeah, I just had a really bad day at labs. And he was like, wait, are you drinking? I was like, yeah. And in hindsight, I had to deep, like, right, this really isn't me, but this is because I had let myself get to a point where I'd basically reached a dark place with my emotions. I didn't have a guard up. These things were sitting on my heart. And it didn't take long, thankfully, for me to get rid of those things that were in my heart, because it was just labs. Like, it happens, you know, you can work around it. Like, your lab report, you can make up the marks in your lab report, like the yields aren't that deep. But certain other things, like, they aren't so easy to get off your heart, which is why I say your heart health matters. Because if you allow things to fill your heart the way I allowed that small day, that small 9 to 5:30, I allowed it to fill my heart and just make me feel bad, like, those seeds will sit deeply in your heart and they will grow and it will be so hard to uproot. So that's why I say your heart health matters. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And also Luke 6 verse 45, the B part says, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So it works. You take it in from your surroundings, you place it into your heart, it's sinks, it sows its seeds, it stays there the longer you leave it, and then it comes out of your mouth. And you have to be cautious, you shouldn't let your heart be filled with such volatility. These are the things that trigger your emotional responses more often, and it's harder, again, as I say, to uproot. So your heart health matters, just guard your heart. Cool. Okay, number 3 is talk to God. Seems straightforward, no? Because I would use the word pray, but I think just for the fact that if I say pray, people have this preconceived idea of, and an image automatically comes to mind and they instantly switch off and think, oh yeah, you know, I have to pray. But talking to God is actually prayer. But I said talk to God because we forget that prayer is actually a conversation. You can talk to God. Like, often I feel like people feel like with prayer, especially in the Christian community, they feel like you have to come with all these formalities, like, oh, King of Glory, the creator of the heavens and the earth, I glorify you, I bless your holy name. Like, okay, cool. Like, God knows that he is the King of Glory. He knows he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He knows who he is. Like, it's cool. Like, yeah, you can say those things. There's no issue saying with that. But that's not the issue in your heart, is it? That's not what's troubling you. That's not what is poking at your emotions, is it? So why do you feel like you have to come with all these formalities to God to pray? Like, prayer is a two-way conversation. God is more friendly than we make him out to be. Like, yeah, he is the King of Glory. Yes, he is all powerful, and he is all these things, but he's also a friend, he's also a comforter. God in the form of the Holy Spirit is a comforter, and he is ever present, he is everywhere all the time. So he knows, first of all, that something has made us upset, or has put us in an emotional state. So just tell him, like you would a friend. Like, you know, you'd call up a friend, or you'd go meet up with a friend and tell them, this is what's been troubling me. You can do the exact same thing with God. Just talk to him. What I tend to do a lot is I'll just sit in my room, just like turn my phone on airplane mode or something, and just sit in my room and just talk and be like, you know what, yeah, this is actually troubling me, this and that. And I would just talk as if, well, Holy Spirit is there, to be frank, but I would talk as if I can physically see him in front of me, and I would just talk and I would just explain, like, I actually feel this way. And funny enough, he already knows, but it's for me to take this burden off my heart and tell him and express it to him, and that's where I get my healing. Yeah, and me being able to do that as well. Oh yeah, we also forget that in Hebrews 4 verses 15 to 16 it mentions that Jesus is now that high priest who can sympathize with us, because Jesus was the Word, or God made flesh. So and he was on earth, and he experienced every emotion that everyone else has experienced, so it's nothing new to him. You can tell him all that we're going through, and again, Hebrews 4 15 to 16 makes us understand that he can sympathize with us, he understands. So definitely talk to God. And when I say talk, even though it is prayer, it is just talk to him. Just tell him what's on your mind, tell him what's really upsetting you. Don't keep it in. I feel like that's more, don't keep it in. And not saying that you shouldn't talk to everyone else, but talk to the person that can actually help you for your good, the one that is impacting your life on a daily, that is giving, that, you know, God is ever-present, God is all-powerful. He's the best one to talk to about your problems. So do talk to the one that can actually help you for your good. Yay, okay. So the next one is read your Bible. I actually feel like these are some really simple things. I feel like I'm just telling you to do the basic things a Christian should do. But again, I feel like people are overlooking the fact that these are the most effective ways for you to work through any situation. Your Bible is there to help you. Yeah, the scripture is jam-packed full of the advice you need. Let's be real. The word of God is God, as it says in John 1. The mind of God in literature, that is literally what the Bible is. So read it. Find your anchor in these emotional storms in the Bible. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. If you can't just open your Bible, like if you go to the beginning, you'll see like the contents page, I think. You know, you see the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's not as easy to navigate through your Bible. I do appreciate that. I mean, I'm still finding new scriptures on the daily that are like, they're gems, innit? But it's not easy to come across them. You can't just open a page randomly and find the verse that you need. But thankfully, there is Google. You can type in emotional Bible verses or something, emotions Bible verses. There are Bible plans, there are devotionals, there are Christian guidebooks, there are loads of topics, topic books that can just help you navigate through the Bible, navigate through the scripture, and you can find the answers or the support you need in the Bible that way, as opposed to you like going ip dip do out of the 66 books and how many verses in each chapter of each book. Look, it's, there are things to help us work through the Bible. They're very useful resources. I feel like people are undermining how useful Google is when it comes to finding Bible scriptures. I unashamedly Google most of my Bible verses. If I think of, like, sometimes I could be like, water, bread, I literally just type in anything and I type Bible, and I kid you not, I find it 10 times out of 10. So yeah, in particular for this emotions topic, I'm doing this Bible plan on the YouVersion Bible app called Holy Emotions, Biblical Responses to Every Challenge. I'll link it in the description of this episode. So I think you're gonna have to open that on desktop, but I'll also link it on my Twitter as well. So yeah, there are plans like this that basically take away the anxiety of opening your Bible, and just make it easier for you to find the books that can help you through these situations, like, you know, like emotional responses, so like anger, Bible verses, even I think it's Ephesians 4:26, it says in your anger do not sin, there are, you know, or don't let the sun go down in your something. Anyway, forgive me, I'm working on this quoting the Bible scriptures thing, but yeah, stuff like this, Bible plans, devotions, all that stuff, they help you find the stuff you need. Okay, I think I hope that came out right. Okay, and the last tip is relax. Just relax. Relax your nerves. Just take a cup of tea and relax your nerves. No, but on a level, guys, I feel like these things seem so simple, but we just don't do them. So you miss out on them really doing their job. Like, relax. Take some time out of your daily scheduled programming and just chill. Unplug yourself from all the noise. Sometimes you don't realize that your mind, even if you're not a busybody, your mind just might be really busy because you're just going on with like uni or work or school and whatever. You haven't rested. You haven't actually given your mind the opportunity to rest, or your heart the opportunity to breathe. So sometimes it's good to turn off the TV, turn off your phone, turn off your laptop. Sit in your room, dim lights or whatever, and just stare at the blank ceiling. I've been doing that a lot more recently, like in the last 2-3 weeks, just turning off everything and even turning off my thoughts. I say turn off my thoughts, but just thinking about nothing and just looking at the blank ceiling and just silence. I mean, not complete silence, obviously, because there are other background noises that I'm not causing, but you know what I mean, like silence that you create a silence around you. And after, you know, after sitting in it for a couple minutes, just kind of be like, rah, how am I feeling? Start asking yourself, how am I feeling? Just get you some me time, basically. Be able to collect yourself. Just put yourself in a position to collect yourself. So then you can realize, like, I'm actually a mess, or I'm feeling really angry today. And you can slowly start to navigate, like, why am I feeling this way? What kind of could have led me to that? Put yourself in a position where you can evaluate, with no interruption. I feel like that's what I'm trying to say. And also, it gives you the opportunity to access the peace. When you do that, you can access the peace that God has already given us. John 14:27, peace is a gift. And if we don't partake of that gift, it will continue to sit there unused. So unplug yourself. Be intentional about, you know, working through your emotions, getting that peace. Peace is a good thing. Peace is... Peace is life, okay? I don't know. Okay, whatever. But yeah, peace is life. I just got myself confused with my words there. But peace is just really helpful. So in this emotional roller coaster, grab yourself some peace. Unplug yourself from everything. Silence is good. Take access to that peace that God has given. Nobody can take that away from you. You have to intentionally take that gift. Relax. Relax your nerves. Take a cup of tea, just do that and work through your emotions, just disconnected from life. Okay, I think that's what I'm trying to say. Cool, so I think those are my 5 tips. So yeah, that's it. I hope they were helpful. Okay, let me just recap for you. Okay, so number 1 was, you cannot come and kill yourself. Number 2, your heart health matters. Number 3, talk to God. Number 4, read the Bible. And number 5, relax your nerves. Okay, yay! I think that's it. I do have some resources as well. There is this Pastor John Piper. I do find him really helpful. He's like my favorite minister out there right now. He has this app called Ask Pastor John. You can just type in on the app emotions, and he's addressed quite a few topics or questions that come in from people. So you can listen to that. It's like a podcast. It's also a podcast. You can find it on YouTube as well. There are also Bible plans. I'm going to link the Bible plan I mentioned as well in the description. I think you can only access the description of this podcast on desktop, so do that. Also, remind yourself that you are loved. I did make a playlist for episode 2 titled I Am Loved. I am going to link that in the description as well. There's going to be a lot of links in this one today. And also pray. I think I can't reiterate that enough. Communicate with God. He really wants to hear it, even if he does know all. It's the ability to use your own will, your own free will to talk to him. That's where you will begin to find that God will help you through this life he has given you. Oh yeah, double twist there. I don't think about it. Even though you can choose the direction of your own life, God gave it to you. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. But yeah, let God help you through your emotions. Let him guide you. Just listen as well. I feel like we fail to listen often when it comes to communicating with God. Just give him time to speak to you. Again, that comes with the relax and just unplugging yourself from life. Let him talk to you so that you can, yeah, talk to God. I can't even stress that enough. But thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Feel free to message me if you have anything you want to say or ask, or yeah, anything you want to communicate to me. Find me on Twitter at @Juliana_Ennis, @JuliannaEnis. You can hashtag the Pensive Podcast for any tips. Please, actually, yeah, hashtag the Pensive Podcast, and just give us any tips on how you work through your emotions. Just, yeah, share them and I'll retweet them so that everyone else can, you know, get some encouragement through this emotional time. Their emotional time whenever they need it. But yeah, that'd be so helpful. Do share this as well for anyone you know who needs it, whether they're emotionless or too much emotion. Let them hear this, and I pray you will find some help in this, in Jesus' name, and them. But yeah, I think that's it. Do stay tuned, guys. I'm coming up with more stuff. I'm coming up with some new stuff. I've got some new ideas. Shout out to everyone that's giving me ideas for what I can do for the next few episodes. It's going to be lit, okay? So you guys have a blessed evening. Bye, and enjoy the instrumental. I'll give you a bit to sing along. Bye.